Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 22nd of August 2011. All the technology news from the weekend, and there isn't much. The summer holidays are biting hard. There's not a lot going on, it has to be said. So 3 in the UK has announced a 21 megabit per second HSDPA hotspot. It's going to be here next month. It doesn't vary in similarity from the current MiFi dongle that they've got, but it's going to give you far faster speeds, and it's going to give you far faster upload speeds as well, up to 5 megabits a second. So that'll really upset Carl Swagger. 4 hours battery life, and it comes with a tiny little cradle you can sit it in. No word on price though. They're normally pretty good though, it has to be said. Australia has a fight on with Apple, or they're not happy. Yes, apparently Apple promised to explain why prices are so high in Australia compared to the rest of the world and to the US. 15% is typically the difference between the two countries, and they were told to talk to the Parliament, and they haven't bothered doing it. And then Ed Husick, who's a Labour minister in the parliamentary floor, complained and moaned about it all, and Apple have finally got in touch now, and they're going to have a chat and a sit down with him. Maybe. Believe it when I see it. If you're talking about the 15% difference, do bear in mind sales tax, because that's what makes a big difference here in the UK. In other Apple news, you thought all the fake Apple stores were in China. Well, it turns out they're not. They're in New York City as well as. There's a whole pile of electronics stores in New York City, as most of you probably know, and they're selling counterfeit Apple products, it would seem. There's one here that's supposedly in New York called Apple Story, which has got a whole pile of other stuff that fits around your iPad. I'm not sure whether it's actually all fake, but they're going after them. Never mind. And allegedly, AT&T's vice president has confirmed to their employees that an Apple iPhone 5 will be here for definite in October. He sent to a group of his managers, expect things to get really, really busy in the next 30 to 50 days, so prepare your teams accordingly. Doesn't confirm an iPhone 5? It could be anything. Bloody useless rumours. Energizer has created the travel charger for your Apple device. It's got Mac charging on it, iPhone charging it, and iPad charging on it. How they've got around the MagSafe connector thing, I'm not entirely sure, because it only sells for $60, which seems awful cheap if they've got a license to Apple for MagSafe. But it's there. Go out and buy it. BlackBerry Music was kind of hinted at a little while ago, and now, this week, they've decided to make it just a little bit more unofficially official, and there's a few hints out there that there's going to be up to 50 songs for $5 a month. That works out about 10 cents a song to listen to it, so that's probably right there around with radio advertising payoffs. I'll have to wait and see. Google is going to give you a street view that you never thought you'd be able to get. Yes, they've sent their cameras on boats up the Amazon, and they're going to give you the entire rainforest in street view. Yes, there's going to be some poor tribe somewhere who are going to be taking out an injunction against Google, and who've hacked into their Wi-Fi, no doubt, as well as, that will be really upset at that. But the Amazon is coming in street view, and surely it's only a matter of time before the Orinoco and others get in there as well as. And finally, GPS devices are nothing new for athletes. They pull them on, little harnesses, and they run around, and it plots where they go and how fast they run and their energy use and all that kind of thing. But Adidas have come out with a thing called a wearable coach. It's a prototype web that fits around you, and it shows you how to pitch correctly. It's an extremely simple idea. You're thinking it's really computer interfacey, but no, it just plays musical tones if you're in the right position. And if you're in the wrong position, it doesn't play the musical tones. How good's that? If you've got a story, then for God's sake, post it somewhere so that we can read it out, because there's hardly anything out there at all at the moment. If you've got a story to send to us, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Wednesday with a roundup of the 48 hours news as normal, and then starting September the 1st, hopefully we'll be able to go back to 5 days a week, because there's supposed to be more news. I'll believe it when I see it. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.